Hello, this is Scotty. For those that don't know me, I am the founder of the Black Talk Radio Network. I also founded the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. And I was on Facebook, and one of my partners, one of my comrades in the abolitionist movement, made a comment about racism in media production and distribution. Max Parkus made a post about an hour ago. I just want to share that with you and share my commentary because it's relevant to a conversation I had earlier today about this very subject. So Max says, question, if there are no black-owned media stations due to selective funding and exclusion, is that a First Amendment violation? He says he's not talking about black faces talking on Fox News or blog talk. I mean black-owned and operated media with black voices and issues. If they are denied access to resources and ownership, then isn't that virtually silencing the whole segment of people? That's a very deep question, Max. That is a very deep question, and it does not merit a simplistic response. I would say that the United States government started practicing racism and by shutting out black radio stations. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which was legislation written up by a Republican Congress and signed into law by a Democratic president. That would be Bill Clinton in 1996. What the Telecommunications Act did was allow big corporations like iHeartRadio, formerly Clear Channel, what it allowed them to do is own more than two stations in any given market. Let's say Los Angeles would be a media market, Atlanta would be a media market, Detroit would be a media market. So it just prevented them from owning establishing a monopoly on mass communications, and specifically we're talking about radio stations. So whereas before they were limited to two or three stations, now they can have, I think, up to eight stations in any market. What that did was squeeze out the independent black radio stations. They could not compete with the advertisement. You got these white-owned platforms that then started having black content, hiring black people to showcase on their networks, but those people are not in charge. They're not making the decisions. So I would call that a act of racism. While that would be kind of hard to prove, I would need to, you know, see more than just the law itself. But the law had a racist impact in that it squeezed out black voices, especially localized black voices off the radio out the radio market. Now, in terms of the funding and exclusion, well, I can't really speak to the funding. I will speak to the funding, but in the context of your question, let me speak to the exclusion. So as Mr. Otis Griffin posted in the comment to your comment or your post, he pointed out that Byron Allen had filed a lawsuit against, I think it was Comcast. Al Sharpton was also named in the lawsuit saying that these white-owned platforms were keeping independent black media companies like Byron Allen's that's producing, you know, content, and it was not allowing them access to the distribution chain, which is cable. All right. So he did, and he named Al Sharpton. I think he also named the NAACP as plaintiffs in that, or excuse me, defendants in that, saying that these white platforms would just simply make a donation to these people's foundations, and then they wouldn't speak out on those particular companies who are excluding media produced independently by black people. Okay, I'm not talking about white. I'm not talking about black people hired by white people to produce content. I'm talking about 100% owned black companies, media companies producing content. So I haven't heard anything recently about Byron Allen's lawsuit, but I do support it. And the Black Talk Media Project as a nonprofit supports it. But now, here's the thing, though. I was having a conversation today. I was on a Skype call with a black woman who is an accountant. Her name is Melissa, and she volunteered to help the Black Talk Media Project, keep up with our statistical data in terms of podcast downloads. She handles all the podcast downloads. She produces very detailed reports. The host on our network love that. But I also produce a report. I just focus on our digital radio stream. So we were having a conversation today. And so I had informed her, I had told her how much money we had raised in 2016. Because we are a nonprofit, we do take donations, but because we do not really get a lot of donations, I think something like a little over 100 people may donate anything anywhere from $2 a month, or they might make a gift of $100, but it's just a little over 100 people total who have made donations to the Black Talk Media Project, which manages the Black Talk Radio Network and allows us to offer low-cost media streams and stuff to those who want to get into digital radio as well as podcasting. So we help them with all that. So she knows the numbers. She sees the tremendous growth that we had in 2016. I mean, just from podcast downloads alone, just going back to, I think it was June or July when we switched over to a third-party service, just 6 months worth of downloads, I would say was close to 100. It was over 100,000. Now we had the other, 6 months, I'm sure it'd have been over 200,000. We reached almost 1 million people through the digital radio stream. All right. And that's combined all throughout 2016. So she was like, why aren't you getting more donations? Because I'm working on a report to break down what was donations and what was, income or revenue from the services that we provide as a nonprofit. And so when I told her that it really wasn't that much, maybe 8,000, I'm not sure, I'm working on the report. And she just couldn't believe that. She was saying, all of these people are consuming all this media on Black Talk Radio Network, either through the radio station or either through the podcast downloads, but nobody wants to pay. Nobody wants to pay. Now, we're a nonprofit. We don't charge. We're public radio, public media, black media, independent public black media. And it's more important for us to get these conversations, to get these independent voices out. We didn't go into this to make a profit, or else I would have started a for-profit media company, which I am going to start a for-profit media company. But Black Talk Radio Network was born because we saw that black voices, even in new media, were being silenced or being suppressed. So let me just simply say, though, is that, and I mean this, I mean this in the most respectful way, but most black people do not support black-owned companies. They don't support our company or our nonprofit. They come to the website, they listen all day long, they download, but they don't make any donations. So, what about that? Let's also look at that, because I feel like while, yes, I support the lawsuit of Byron Allen's, at the same time, I'm all about building our own and building up our own distribution and what have you. But it's very difficult when black people don't support black businesses. They don't use black businesses for either their services that they're offering, or they don't donate. I bet you NPR doesn't have to beg white people for donations. I bet you PBS isn't worried about getting donations. But of course, those organizations are primarily white platforms, and they get money from these big white foundations that give them a lot of money for their operating budget. But we, as a strategy, when I incorporated as a nonprofit, I did not incorporate as a 501c3. I just registered as a state nonprofit. I did get the federal EIN number, But I did that because why I need a 501c3 if I'm never going to apply for grants from the government, if I'm never wanting to accept money from these white foundations that simply want to control our message. So we survived 8 years. And thank you to the people, the small amount or small pool of donors who have given money. So I just wanted to add that to the conversation, Max. It was a great question. But at the same time, when we point out that these white platforms aren't supporting black media, we need to point out that the majority of black people do not support independent black media companies. And it is what it is. All right. So those are my thoughts. If you have any comments, please leave them below. And if you would like to make a donation to continue to support the media operations of the Black Talk Media Project, again, we manage the Black Talk Radio Network, which is verifiably the world's number one independent black digital radio and podcasting platform. Go to our site, blacktalkradionetwork.com, or our foundation's website, blacktalkmediaproject.org. Make a donation. Or see if you can use some of the services that we offer, because that's another way we stay afloat and don't have to go to other people outside of our community to fund what we're doing. All right, this is Scotty. I'm out.